This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time, I know, that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conference, part of the solution overall. And I really do appreciate that, very much so. So, you know, thanks for being, look, great day, right? We're going to have a new Chief Justice. No, I'm sorry, not a new chief. I'm sorry. Wishful thinking. Oh, can you imagine with a real conservative chief justice and then the way the court is made up? The libs would be running around in circles like at Home Alone. Remember that? Screaming and yelling like right after he shaved his face, the little kid. That would just be, and again, I'm not wishing nasty on them. They do it to themselves. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They're already imploding. You know, I mean, like I said, great news day. Everybody's talking about this stuff. I don't like, just regurgitating what you hear all day long. And, you know, you're looking at what's going on with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And the only thing they're concerned with is whether or not Hunter Biden's stuff was hacked. Well, that's one of the things they're concerned with anyway. And I'm laughing to myself thinking, okay, well, let's not talk to the issue of whether this stuff is real or not. Right? Let's not discuss whether, you know, listen to Joe's campaign and official staff saying that, well, it wasn't on his official calendar, so they can't confirm. Are you telling me that Joe Biden can't remember if he was at that golf thing? I mean, at least say, look, I went to a lot of meetings with a lot of people. That would have been the best. Don't you think that would have been the best way to handle it? Are you serious? As vice president, I had golf tournaments or lunches or events with thousands of people. How am I supposed to know each and every one of them? That would have been a heck of a lot more believable. To have someone say, no, he's not on his official calendar, therefore it never happened. But no. They're so sure that they've got this thing locked up, they're going to screw up again. House Republicans are calling on the FBI to reveal whether it was in possession of a laptop that reportedly contained emails by Hunter. Now, that's the other problem. If we don't start getting some justice against any of the corrupt FBI agents, we're going to have a problem. And maybe it's not the agents. Maybe the agents are all clean, and it's the higher-ups, and somebody needs to throw them under the bus. We need some justice here. This is the same frustration that I saw on people's faces when I grew up in the north end of Boston, where the mafia was very prevalent. These people came to this country from Italy to get away from all that garbage, to have a better life for themselves. They came here, and they got the same pseudo-treatment from the mafia. And they were frustrated. It's the same thing going off now in this country. They've got all the power. They can do whatever they want to do. If the FBI was in possession of this evidence and failed to alert the White House. And it would have given more, you know, it would have given more weight to the president's legal defense. Notice that everything that they've done, they've accused Trump of doing. Everything. Right? Come on, let's be honest about it. Can we do that here? I think so. The letter, it was signed by 19 House Republicans. I don't give you all their names. You can deal with it. It was written after the New York Post published this email. Published the email suggesting that Hunter Biden introduced his father to top executives at the Ukrainian National Guard. You guys all heard this. We've been hearing this all day long. But the number one, or the most prestigious law enforcement agency on the planet didn't know this happened, didn't know this was going on. What'd they do with the laptop? They shove it on a shelf somewhere? Are they going to go after this guy that made copies of the hard drive to cover his butt? I mean, think about this whole thing. Why did the New York Post have the information about this laptop and hard drive before the American people? Seriously, think about it. Senator Cruz, Lindsey Graham, and Josh Hawley, they called on the heads of Twitter and Facebook to testify and said a subpoena was in the works after the tech giant's limited distribution of the Post article. I keep telling you guys, I've been telling you guys, for some of you who've been listening to the show for a long time, I've been saying this for decades. Right? We gave them too much power. They have too much power. Scary. And you can't just reel it in and take it back. These guys are drunk with power. When you talk about the Zuckerbergs of the world, they know what they got. They know what we're up against. Right? I hope to God you know what we're up against by giving them that much power. I really think that people don't understand. Well, it's just Facebook. People don't believe everything on Facebook. Well, yeah, actually they do. There are a lot of people that believe if it's on Facebook, it's real. And that's scary in and of itself. Biden says that he'll reveal the court packing stance just before the election. Why wait? Do it now. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. I like this thing in here. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you. I'm the only one here. I must have moved it or something. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or if you don't want to do that, you can always sign up for the text alerts, and they're simple. You don't even need a college degree to figure this one out, seriously, okay? Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. You get all kinds of messages, all kind of happy. I only do it once a week, though, because I don't like it when people do it to me. I'm not going to do it to you, I guarantee you, I promise. All right. One of your favorites, one of the guys you look for all week, I mean, not sincerely, all week long, Alfonso Racel joins us. I lovingly refer to him as Zoe, and he is the host of the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and so much more. Zoe, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Hello, man. Thanks for having me.
Always good time, and I mean that sincerely. Look, let's start off with the attack on our new, what I believe is going to be our SCOTUS justice, and amazing how, no matter how hard they tried, they kept coming back to try to attack her religious beliefs. And then, I mean, so how far are we from where this country started?
I don't know, man. Somehow we make great strides in going back to the same problems.
No, you're right. I can't even argue with you because you're right. You know? But you look at, and again, when you, I know some people want to be hard on her because she's a Catholic or she's a this or she's a that. But you know, you're talking to people, I say, listen to me. Listen carefully. She holds our same basic values. So why are you pounding on her? What is the problem here? You know? Am I wrong?
Well, No. You know, and I'm probably going to get some heat, man, from some of...
What's new? Right?
You know, because, okay, as far as her being Catholic, look, man, you know, this is America, do what you want. My whole thing is, like, why do people, we're Catholic, why not just go to Jesus? Why go to a religion? Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father. He didn't say religion is the way. He didn't say that this is the way that. He said, me. It's just me. Right? When he's talking about, on this rock, I'm going to build my church. I am going to build my church, not you build my church. He said, I'm building it. Right? So, I mean, you know, we can get into a long list of things, but this qualifying or disqualifying factor of her being Catholic, whether people are for or against, I think they're for it for the wrong reasons, and I think they're against it for the wrong reasons.
Interesting.
But like you said, you know, the bottom line is, hey, she's pro-life, and I think there's a lot of things that are going to fall into place, not necessarily because of the Catholicism, but because, hey, of Yeshua himself. You value life because of him, you know, so I can go with that.
Well, I'll take it a step further. We could get into the theological differences, but my thought behind this is it's interesting how they're attacking her because she does have a belief in God, if you would. Okay, she does have that kind of belief system, and she bases her life on that. And even with Feinstein saying, you know, it's your dogma runs deep. Well, what does that mean? That means you're way too religious for this seat, right? I mean, isn't that the translation? That's what my little Democrat decoder ring went off and said that. But it's amazing. I had somebody get mad at me because a couple of weeks ago I called them godless, soulless people. This is before the hearing started. And I said, look, I'm not saying they all are. Don't get me wrong. But look, the people you look up to, the people you keep voting in, are godless, soulless people. Feinstein, yeah. Waters, mm-hmm. Pelosi. I mean, not that we don't have ours, but wow, to sit up there and talk about her religion the way they do, it's just amazing.
It's sad, man. But you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. And I'm actually gonna say, okay, Feinstein, I'm kind of with you. You know, when she says that your dogma runs deep, and it's like, look, you know, like I said, man, it's not about living your life according to a religion because nobody can satisfy that. I don't care if you're the goodest person on the planet; it doesn't matter.
Did you just say, wait a minute, did you just say goodest?
I certainly did, man. And I.
All right. Listen, send your emails to him. Okay, just because he doesn't speak proper. He must have been a public school person. I don't know. Go ahead, sorry. I could look that
one. I just way too much school to be a public school person. And I think that's, you know, it saved me from a lot of brainwashing.
There you go.
But the thing is, man, nobody, Catholic, Muslim, it doesn't matter, nobody can swear perfectly by their own religion. Nobody can do that. You have to have Yeshua for that. He bypasses us from that. Yeah. It doesn't mean that we can go on and keep on sinning. If you really love Yeshua, you'll knock off the sinning. But that doesn't take a religion. You know, so it's like in that, that's what I'm saying, Joe, it's like this whole thing about, this is drawing attention to Catholicism. The attention should be on the Lord is what it really comes down to, man. Love him or hate him, the attention should not be on the religion itself. It's Jesus.
Your contention is that there's more attention being given to the fact that she's Catholic, because my contention is not that it's Catholic, because remember, JFK, when he ran, the contention with him was that he was Catholic and his first allegiance was to the Pope. I haven't heard that. What I'm hearing, though, is this religious person, okay, is not what our country is made of. We shouldn't be having a person who believes in a higher power, God, whatever you want to call it. This is what I'm, in generality, this is where I'm taking it. is they're afraid that they have somebody that believes in a higher power than the Democrat leader.
Well, I don't know, man, because the Democrats themselves, they believe in a higher power, too.
Well, you know, Pelosi. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did I jump in there?
And their higher power is Baal. You know, and Baal, you know, comes in different forms.
The first
forms.
Church of Obama. I get it. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? So, they or of course, even if it's themselves, they're self-idolatry. And they're humanistic in intentions. But, the thing is, though, man, you're right. It's this thing about her believing in God, as far as they're concerned. You know, it's like, that's taboo enough, whether it be through Catholicism, whether it be through any of the denominations of Christianity, even if it's a Mormon, right? If you're claiming that Jesus is still, you know, God, they have an issue with that, you know, so I get it.
And you're getting too deep for them. I mean, and I'm not being funny here, I'm being dead serious. When you get any kind of idea of any kind of theological differences, that's where Pelosi and the rest of them would fall over. They wouldn't know what to do. They'd start, you know, drooling out the side of their mouth. Again, I want to go to the simple fact that the fact that you will adhere to a higher power or the words from the God, the creator of the universe, before you'll do what they tell you to do, scares the bejesus out of these people. I believe that. You see it. You see them almost seething. My wife says when you look at them speak, look at their eyes.
Yeah,
I know. People are going to think I'm sitting here just beating on Democrats, but I'm not. Those are those people sitting up there. Look at their eyes. She says it's spiritual death behind the eyes. That's what she sees in them.
It's like demons crawling under her skin, man. You can almost see it.
It's like a bad rash. Hey, we'll be back. And it would be. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Zoe after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said at the beginning of Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee meeting, he's confident Amy Barrett has the votes. The vote officially takes place 1 p.m. Eastern on October 22nd. Delta Airlines asserting. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger-than-expected loss in third-quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they've tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
Delta is one of the major airlines of the United States and a legacy carrier. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, you got to listen. You got to get informed. Wow, my Boston came out of me there. You got to get informed. You got to get re-engaged. You really have to understand and know what's going on. And look at people. I have been, and I'll put up a link to it later on, but I was asked to speak at an event, and I know the old white guy's been asked to speak on two things. One is how education has failed our youth in this country, which is a true statement. And number two is abortion versus adoption. All right, now I was blessed to get that topic. I really was. And I think they gave it to me at first, figured that they would be able to rip me a new one, but they couldn't because I stayed with the truth. I stayed with science before I brought God into the picture. So they don't know what to do with themselves. But we need to stick up for what we believe. All right? I mean, if you're going to sit there and tell me, you know, you're fighting the good fight, that you're doing everything you need to do, but you can't tell me who you've talked to about whether it's the word when it comes to your daily walk or what's going on, even the politics. Do not be afraid to talk about politics and God together. A lot of you cowards, you won't say anything. And I don't get it. But you know what? Maybe I'm too much in your face over it. Anyway, let's bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me, and I lovingly refer to him as Zoe. I keep saying that because, you know, a lot of you go, Zoe, where do you get the Zoe? Are you serious? Alfonso? I mean, sorry. I'm just, you know, Al is too Al doesn't fit him. He doesn't look like an Al. You know, I knew a lot of Al's growing up, if you know what I mean. So he doesn't look like an Al. And he's the host of the Zopium Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and you do a thing with music, don't you?
Yeah, man, my music project, 20 Pound Sled, rock the gospel, man.
And tell them how to find you. Tell them about your show and how to, look, you do this every week. We got to promote you. I need people checking in and listening to you and getting some of your music, although I'm more into the flapper stuff, you know what I'm saying?
So thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you know, I don't know. Maybe at some point, maybe I'll try some flapper music to for your listening pleasure, man.
For mine. I don't care about anybody else. It's just for me only. But seriously, and again, going back to what we were talking about during the break, and you know, I heard a number. I don't know how true this is because I've not really sat down and really worked it all through. But I heard a number like, you know, what, there was almost 30 million evangelicals that didn't vote in this country.
Wow.
And, well, even if it's 3 million, It's like, why do you think, and you deal a lot with other Christians as well, why do you think evangelicals don't care to vote, don't want to vote? I mean, what's the problem?
So there's a lot of factors, man. One of those factors, you know, when they're in church, man, you got their pastors saying that, you know, God is either a Republican or a Democrat, or God is on the throne, and you don't have to worry about anything because, you know, of this or that. And, you know, and they take that and they figure, hey, well, God's going to take care of everything. And God doesn't care about our politics. He doesn't care about politics whatsoever. It's like, well, of course God cares about politics. He's the first policy writer. Right? It's like we have laws, and God has blessed us with a free nation, and he's not going to be pleased if we let it get voted away. And it gets all muddy, man, and I understand where, you know, Christians are, they just want the blessings of Jesus, and if we just stay out of the political discourse, you know, he'll take care of it all. And it's like, no, it doesn't quite work that way.
Well, go ahead. I mean, they hear it from me all the time. They need to hear it from you and others. I mean, Franklin Graham came out here. This is disheartening, okay? 2 years ago, I think it was, Franklin Graham came out. He went up and down the state. And I don't know how you feel or anybody else feels about the guy. You know, I know what his father did. But, you know, he was out there telling pastors, going to the church and saying, look, you need to raise up an army of people. Because God gave us the ability to rule over ourselves. And he almost used my words by saying, heathens are not going to rule over us properly. So we need to have people from the church. People believe and they love God ruling over. Because they will rule over, you know, heathens as well as Christians in a righteous way. Or they should, anyhow. And nobody stepped up. I mean, literally, nobody stepped up to take these positions in a godly way. I'm just perplexed.
Sure. And you know, a lot of Christians, you know, understand we don't want the drama. We don't want to be seen as unsophisticated boos. Sometimes it's just better to keep your mouth shut than to say, you know, and then to say anything. But, you know, even with, you know, because we're being accused of being anti-science and, you know, and we're taught to leave God out of an argument and stuff like that, we've been conditioned for that sort of thing. And Christians need to understand, it's like, look, when you go into the argument, politically, culturally, and stuff like that, never let anybody tell you that you don't believe in science. Dude, we worship the omniscience. God is omniscient. He is the all science. We should just say, you've never gone into argument without science if you've taken God with you. Right? Because right. He is the all science. And we've been told that we can't, I don't believe in your God, so you can't bring God into the argument, you know, this is America and freedom of speech and all that sort of stuff, and I don't have to believe in your God. And it's like, yeah, and I don't have to accommodate you in not believing in your God. Just because you don't believe in God doesn't mean that you have the right to take him away from me, and my God is going to lead me into this battle. All right? He stays, right? If you don't like it, you leave. But God stays.
I'm 100% behind you. I'm just amazed how many Christians will kind of fold because they don't want somebody to feel bad. You know, they're not trying to, you know, they're trying to get along with everybody. Because the Bible tells us get along with everybody where possible. Did you miss that part?
Right.
I mean, you're not. I have. There's a guy in this town. I call him a devout atheist. Okay, and every once in a while, I put something up on Facebook, or I'll be talking about something, and I say, you know what, you don't give up, well, we're not in restaurants anymore, so, but I put up something about, you know, don't forget, even in a restaurant, do not be afraid to pray over your food. Because some of you don't want the waitress to feel uncomfortable. Can you call them waitresses, or are they servers? Excuse me, server. You don't want to feel uncomfortable. I go, don't give up that right. Thank the Almighty for the, I mean, you drove there, you have the money to pay for the food, you're getting decent food, and people served you that food. Bless the place. What is wrong with you people? Anyway, he went nuts on me on Facebook.
Wow.
Because he's a devout atheist. Well, only if people don't see you. Are you serious? I got to look at you chew on your food, not pray to anything, and your kids running around in the restaurant, you know, saying hi to everybody at the table, not leaving me. Because we're seeing you all over the place. But really, his main irritant was he was offended at the fact to see people praying because they're bullpuckied. They don't really understand that they're praying to nothing. Aren't they tolerant?
Not Ooh, man. You know, so easily offended by prayer, man. And, you know, we've been dealing with this for a while. I mean, this ain't a new thing. And, but, you know, being thankful, like just, you know, being thankful, it kind of stops you for a second. It's like, man, what's wrong with actually being thankful? And if you don't want to pray, I'm not going to come over to you and say, hey, you need to pray over your food. Yeah. Your lack of prayer is offending me. Your atheism is on full display, and I don't like it. It's offensive. It's like, no, man, just you stay over there, you do your thing, and I'm going to be over here, and I'm going to pray for my food.
I have the rental of this booth. I can do whatever I want here until I'm done with my food. But, yeah, no, to your point, wouldn't you love to run up to a table someday and just grab the food off the table and go, uh-uh, you didn't pray?
Yeah, see how he feels?
Yeah, see how he likes that one. Okay. We've had our fun. Let's talk about Facebook and Twitter and what's going down today where, you know, you've got the story that came out about the Bidens, and they're not allowing the story to get out there, if you would. And this is why, people, this is why terrestrial radio, and I'm going to give myself a plug, you know, you got people like me out there fighting a good fight for you, trying to get the message out there, and Twitter and Facebook aren't letting it happen. Not even for me, or for Zoe. He's got the same problem. How do you have 100,000 people that have friended your page, but you only have 3 people talking about it when you go live? It's because they're not letting people see your page.
Yeah.
So this is the way to do it. Now, we have handed, think of the amount of power that you and I have handed over to Facebook and Twitter. Here's a real situation trying to get out. I think, Zoe, you've even had some videos that were either pulled or stifled or what have you about godly things. They don't want any of this stuff out there. We gave them way too much power.
Yeah.
Where's your thoughts on this?
Even right now, man, I'm seeing the trouble with our feed on Facebook even right now. And I did a live machine video earlier that got cut. And you're right, man, is we've given them too much power. It's like this, and I've been warning folks about this for years. We've been warning folks.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is, man, you know, we act like liberals are dumb, but they create the things that we become dependent on. And, you know, we keep talking about, well, there needs to be a conservative version of Facebook and stuff like that. It's like, man, that's not the answer. It's not just the social media platforms. It's also the search engine. Hey, that's a whole other factor of it. But just to make a long story short, man, really, what I would posit instead of like suing if I had the money and the time to sue these companies, I wouldn't do that. I would buy flipping MySpace. That's what I would do.
No, you're right. Why not create something? Look, you had MySpace. Facebook came along and took it away from them. We've seen this happen in plenty of areas, right? Why not create the real freedom of speech site at some point? Anyway, we got to go for a commercial. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, and Zoe's going nowhere. He'll still be with us. Don't worry about it. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, my
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved in the conversation if you want to. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Let me bring him on because I have so much fun with him. Zoe joins me. So look at the mouth and the tongue aren't working right now. I always love when you're on with me because I love the conversations we have, and I love the fact that it tees off enough people that while we're talking, I'm getting emails about how blasphemous we are, which I don't know. I don't know whether to wear that as a badge or not. I mean, seriously.
The blasphemous badge. I like it.
Well, look, I don't say thee and thou anymore either. Does that make me, does God not, apparently God only understands thees and thous. And I'm not making fun of you. If that's the way you pray, then that's the way you pray. But don't, I mean, if God's not limited by language, then he should be able to listen to just about anything. I don't know. I didn't go to seminary, you know.
What is this thee and thou you're talking about, man? Are you speaking in tongues or something? What is that?
Thou
2020, man.
Say it. I mean, come on. We don't use candles anymore. We use light bulbs now, too. So, all right. I'm fun to make it fun. Now, I'm doing that in love. For some of you, are getting highly offended at the moment.
Hey, I still burn incense, man. I don't use those Febreze plugins. Oh yeah, man. I usually have incense burning in the background, man. I don't use those Febreze plugins.
The guys that I know that burned incense, it wasn't because they were trying to be spiritual. Let's just leave it at that.
It might have been spiritual, just not the right kind of spiritual.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so you were pseudo rocking out during the intro there, and did you hear, speaking of rock gods, if you would, did you hear that Tommy Lee is leaving the country?
Again?
Yeah. Don't you wish that half of the people who said that they were leaving actually left the last time he won?
Oh man, absolutely. For the record, I don't know if he said that he was going to leave before. You know, all these celebrities, they start to look alike. If you don't do it, man, just do it. But Democrats, we know that Democrats ain't very good at holding up to their promises, so they'll make a whole bunch of blowhard threats. And well, I don't know. I guess it depends on what their promises are. But anyway, chances are they're not leaving.
It's drama. It's the same drama, right?
Man, I'm telling you, these celebrities, this is what they're doing, though, man. Y'all take note. This is what celebrities are doing. They are proving that, one, America is the best place to be because they don't leave. And by them not leaving, no matter how frustrated they are, by them not leaving, gives proof to show that that's why people are always trying to come here. Right? They think that nobody's trying to sneak into our borders and all this sort of stuff. And if they do, they have a right to and all that sort of stuff. And it's like, well, you guys are making an argument of why people just keep wanting to come here, because with everything that you could take your wealth, go over to another country in these socialist countries that you think are so wonderful, and you can live like kings. But you don't.
No, these people, and I do mean these people, the ones that are making six figures a year, right? Getting paid every night to be on TV, or their songs are being sold, and they're living in $1 million or $1 billion mansions all around the place, and they're telling guys like you and me, you need to stay home for the protection of everybody else. Okay? Right. But not my family, because I can't feed them if I stay home. Okay? Yep. Right? So you don't much care about my family. Not a problem there. I mean, this truly shows you how elite these people are. And to your point, they could get up and buy an island and go do what they want to do. They could put their own little clique together. Maybe they could buy California away from the United States, and they could have their own thing going there as well. But you're right. They don't mean anything they say. They don't have the deep want to actually move, to actually make a difference. They want to send money out to these nut jobs all across the country and get them to run for office and ruin things for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Anyway. I need a blood pressure monitor in here.
Gross. Somewhere.
Remember Smokey and the Bandit with Jackie Gleason? He had that thing on every time his blood pressure went up and started beeping like crazy. All right. Back to Facebook and Twitter for a minute. So, to your point, because I got a couple of emails already, and it's true. It's like, we need to do something. We need to get something. But who does that? Who makes that happen? Because you got a dozen platforms. I know you must get it. I get it all the time. People go, hey, Joe, please look at our platform. Please talk about our platform. You know, I'll make sure that you do well. And we've kind of split the vote to all these different platforms. I don't know how you pull people together, though. Maybe you're better at it than I am. I'm not.
First I want to talk about MeWe. I hear a lot of people say, hey, come to MeWe. It's like, no, you guys don't understand. MeWe is just owned by another rabid liberal. You're only giving problem to another monster, right? It's going to become a problem. And all these other different platforms, it's not just about the platforms. It's also about the search engine. Right, the search engine is canceling people out too, and it's making sure that left-wing bias is seen first, and that reaches a lot of people.
Yep.
So a search engine is definitely an issue, and also in terms of the platforms, man, when I hear people talk about maybe you should sue Facebook and say, man, if I had the time and the money and the resources to sue, I wouldn't sue. I'd buy MySpace. That's what needs to be done. It's like, where is a solid conservative person who has these values and knows how to go ahead and put in the motion to be able to stack the operatives who are going to run it, who are kind of in favor of what I'm doing? Because conservatives kind of seem to be out when it comes to like the whole tech thing. There's few of us, but we need more in there. And with MySpace, it's already rigged for it, man. It's already got the sharing, the video players, the sound, the audio players. And the main thing is this, Joe, if I can say this really quick. The thing that these other platforms are missing, Joe, is the fact that everybody is all caught up now. That appeal is gone. All your buddies from kindergarten that you remember from kindergarten, from the military, college, high school, whatever. Everybody's all reunion now. We've had our big reunion. Well, the thing is, MySpace is the site that started that, and then Facebook took it over. But MySpace still has that appeal, where you have all those people who are getting caught up, and a lot of these people still have their accounts. And if MySpace is the most viable venue to be able to compete with Facebook, because the infrastructure and the foundation is already there. It just needs to be bought.
Well, I know that, and you're right. I mean, you know, talk about MeWe. Tammy did. If you go to our website, and you know, you've got to take this information for yourself and decide. But Tammy did an exhaustive comparison to some of these groups, and she did MeWe. We had the president, founder of MeWe on, and you know, he wanted to tell his side of the story. But basically, to your point, he actually had an anti-Semite. I won't say a founder, but he's one of the people that helped start MeWe. And I remember when he started. I remember the president. It wasn't called. It was called Scruples, I think was the site was called. And, you know, one of the people that was one of the founders, you know, writes, you know, it's hard to imagine it now, but back in the early 70s, there must have been people in fierce denial defending Nixon from what they saw as a witch hunt. Main difference now is they have better state propaganda known as Fox News. Okay, so these are the things you're seeing from guys that were part of the beginning there, right? And again, writing some pretty nasty stuff aimed at conservatives. So, and Mark Weinstein was part of that group in the early days. It's quite interesting. Go head to the website, therealside.com, and just type in MeWe. You're going to see the stories we've done. Okay. You know, I have no. It's like every other one. You have to do your homework. I keep telling you people, stop asking me to come over. I get all these, we're over here. Come on over. No. Just no. All right?
And that's the other thing. If I could say, and I think I speak on both of our behalfs when I say this, when you see a lot of folks asking us, hey, you need to join Parler or you need to join Gabby, and it's like, no. If folks really want our presence there, just share our work there. Like, say, for instance, like...
Very good point. Good point.
You know what I'm saying? It's like... Because with Facebook, one of the reasons why I had such a big follow, I was blessed to have a big following on Facebook, is because I was on MySpace, man. But what happened was so many people started sharing my work. I already had a presence on Facebook before I even started my account. That's the key, right? No, people aren't sharing my work on Parler. Like, I subscribe to Parler. I went and followed a whole bunch of people. Nobody followed me back. Right?
Really?
People say, how come you're not? Yeah, nobody followed me back. People I know that were just on, right, they don't follow me back. Nobody shared my content there. I was like, well, if I want to be in a ghost town, I might as well stay on Facebook. People don't share my work on Gabby. They don't share my work on any of these other places. They'll say, why don't you join there? I'm like, well, no. If you really want me there, share my work there.
Yeah,
I don't need to be there.
I agree with you. I will tell you, I am getting traction on Parler, and I don't know what the difference is, you know, but I am getting traction on Parler. And when you look at what's going on and where people want to be, the problem is in some cases, it's nothing but you're speaking in an echo chamber, if you would, right?
Yeah.
We're all talking to the same people. And I think that's a pain. For me, that's a pain. I want people of opposite opinion. I want to talk to people who are on the opposite side of a coin to get there. I don't want to argue with them, not on radio. I don't want to yell at them. I want to be able to have a civil conversation. It doesn't always work out that way. But anyhow, back to, you're right. I mean, people, I was looking for a list while you were talking. A dozen. No. I'm not embellishing. There's about a dozen social media sites out there that people go, come on, come over here, come over here. So, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm on Spreely and Parler. I'm not moving over to anything else because I don't have to do a whole bunch of work there. And Facebook, to your point, cuts the feeds. They do all kinds of stuff to us. I'm tired of chasing it. Let's put it that way. Anyway, tell people where to find you and when your Bible study goes up.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. I got the Zopium bin. Usually we do a new bid on Tuesday. The Zoloft 20-pound sledge, and hope to see you there.
I'm tired just listening. Joe Messina.